Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
But I got a lope.
Smoke.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Opening these phones up. I think a lot of people are pissed. We're doing blame pies, people. Who you mad at? Whose fault is it from last night? We will start with Jay down in Richmond. What's up, Jay?
B. Mitch Finley, what's going on, man?
Chilling, bro. How you doing?
We're all right. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I can't complain. Blame? I can't. It'd be that 3rd and 1. That play calling for that 3rd and 1 should have never been that far. Should have been no shot guy. I feel like he should have been a little more under center. Other than that, the game wasn't that bad. The play where Swift got off and he got that long run, it seemed like on TV how it looked, everybody eased up. It looked like it was ready to be a delay of game. But other than that, third quarter, they held the Bears to 3 points. It wasn't that bad. I just feel like a little better with that play calling under center, and they'll be all right.
All right, bro.
That's a very positive attitude.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that. Thank you, Jay. Let's see if the positivity continues. Alex is in Lorton. What's up, Alex?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How you doing, man?
Good. How about you? Thank you for taking my call, JP. Good. And B. Mitch.
Good.
I think to blame is everyone. This team plays like only 3 quarters. First quarter, like they forget to play football, and then they start playing in the second quarter. And one thing a bit that pissed me off last night was like the lack of leadership. They were like 13-0 down, and you could see Jade and Daniel just smiling on the bench. Like, I understand you're a chill guy and everything, but I think sometimes needs to be a sense of urgency. And when you look at the other hand, you could see Caleb all pissed off, and when the team was down and more like an urgency, I just think there should be more urgency, and definitely the team needs to learn how to tackle. That's Quan Martin. That's like a high school missed tackle. Like, that should never happen.
That's a bad one on the sideline.
Yeah, Swift, this the whole time he's been, like, underperforming. He comes against us, and he just, like, rips us apart. I think it was just a bad game, and the fumble from JD, like, just wipe those hands, man. And it was really bad and really disappointing, but hope we can bounce back. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm going to push back on that first thing.
Thanks, though. Dude.
Smiling and being grumpy don't mean that that's leadership and taking – whatever. A lot of guys smile because that's what they always do.
We've seen performative stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd rather not have it.
I mean, the guy is a chill dude and he smiles. So if he smile or not smile, that means he's not a leader? I don't buy that one. That's weird.
Yeah. I think.
Did you not see Caleb on the sideline last year when the game was going on? Come on, man. Stop that.
I want people to be who they are. That's who Jaden is. If you don't think he's competitive enough, I categorically disagree with that. Everybody's just got to be who they are, though, man. You can't get too caught up in some of the silly stuff. Naya is in Greenbelt. Naya, what's your blame pie look like from last night?
Oh, man, my blame pie. I think I'm going to go a good 60 for the defense and 50 for the offense. But that extra 10 for the defense is definitely old Quinn Martin, man. That tackle, oh, my gosh, you should have heard us in the stadium when he missed that tackle, because I feel like, to me, that was the outcome of the game, because if the defense could have stopped that, they could have ran out more clock. But I do feel like that turnover, them two turnovers early really hurt us. They really do start out slow in the beginning. But, you know, we bounced back. But, yeah, I wish they would have had Jaden under center, you know. But, yeah, a lot of people keep putting a lot of blame on Jaden and, you know, Bill. But I'm sorry. Quinn Martin, man, he does it all the time. He always misses tackles, always. But, yeah, that's my blame. But we're going to bounce back, Dallas, next week. Die hard. Jaden going to bounce back. Bill going to bounce back. Everybody going to bounce back.
Appreciate you.
You just got to start strong and end strong. Play a full four quarters of football.
They have not done that this year. Thank you, Naya. Appreciate you.
Last week when Quan knocked the ball out the dude's hand, they thought he could tackle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but the thing of it, consistently. Got to be consistent.
I mean, it's wrap it up. You brought this up. There's no rap.
Yeah, you got to wrap
it
up.
It was a hit. No rap.
Got to wrap
up. And then Lattimore, I guess Swift, he just couldn't catch him. But it wasn't the most impressive.
His name fits him.
Attempt.
Swift.
Yeah.
He's
Swift. He can be quick.
Yeah.
Too bad Landfill's not here. Charlie's in College Park. Charlie, what'd you think last night? Who do you blame?
I'll get to my blame in just a minute or two. It just won't be very long. B-Mitch, you know, it's funny just listening to people calling in, the myriad of opinions that people call in with, you know, and everybody's entitled to their opinion. Leadership and one particular person in tackling, it's not only that. We know that. Lots been said last year and this year about the identity of this team. Doc Walker's talked about it. Linnell Willingham has talked about it ad nauseum. I know, B-Mitch, you mentioned it. Correct me if I'm wrong. Washington was a leading rushing offense in the league going into that game.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And Chicago was the 31st worst defense in the league against the rush.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you? Run the football. I said this to you.
But you can't keep running it, Charlie, if they have eight people in the box consistently and you're not being able to be effective with it.
And they know that. That's right. I understand that. But you know what? I know I'm Vince Lombardi, but you know what? Until they stop you, that's the worst rushing defense in the league. You're not getting enough pass rush pressure. I said that yesterday, you guys. Lack of pass rushes was hurt them. The mistakes yesterday, obviously, you cannot turn the ball over three times. But you know what? In my blame game, and this is going to surprise you, but correct me if I'm wrong, it's Cliff Kingsbury, because he's a pass-oriented offensive coordinator. Run the football until they stop you. I think he's pass happy to a certain degree. I felt this way last year. They got a hell of an offense. Use the backs you have till you get McLaurin and Brown back. My God. Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Thanks, dude. I mean, from a straight-up balance perspective, they were pretty balanced last night. You had 31 rush attempts. Now, 10 of those are Jaden, and not all of those are designed. So if you want to back that out, that's 21 rush attempts against 26 pass attempts. Pretty darn balanced.
Yeah.
Bill, for all the talk of, yo, give Bill the work. We feed Bill. Let Bill eat. He got 17 carries last night.
Mm-hmm.
He was just only able to generate 3.6 a pop.
Yep. And that's going to happen some games. Some people are going to be ready for him.
I wanted to be sure I made a point of this. Jeremy McNichols last night in the pass game was phenomenal. He had two catches, one on a fourth down that he took like 12 yards for the first down.
I remember that one.
Another on third and 13 that he just made an incredible individual effort to get a first down.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those were huge plays and huge moments. And I might add, McNichols didn't put the ball on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe when they want to spread it around a little bit, there is some logic to
it. Man,
Rodriguez didn't get a snap.
I said it over and over again. Let the coaches decide who's going to play. Nobody's going to make decisions based off of people's fantasy football teams. They know what happens and when something needs to go down. And McNichols has been nothing but solid since he's been here, and I think he deserves some opportunity. Bill, yes, deserves a lot too, but you don't just give the ball to Bill because people like him.
Keith is in Upper Marlboro. What's up, Keith?
Hey, what's going on, JP and B. Mitch?
What's up, brother?
What's your blame pie looking like, Keith?
Oh, man, let me tell you. I was front and center at the game. And, man, it was the rain was coming down. I was supportive. But I feel like the team didn't support me, you know, the way we put that output. So, I got, for my pie, I got 30% on the defense because they played horrible to me. 30% on the offense, okay? And we're talking about the players here. 10% on the special teams, okay? And 30% on the coaching because I feel like we got to do better play calling, especially when I don't think we don't adjust too good on the fly. I think we got good coaches there, but it's on the fly. Now, last week we did good against the Chargers. We did a coaching change up on the defensive side for the zone coverages and things. But I think sometimes we got to adjust a little quicker on the fly when it comes to coaching. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's easy at all, but that's very difficult. But I still say we should have played better as a whole organization yesterday. I mean, I was sitting up there, I thought we were going to win. I mean, I was right there. I was like, man, and then how does JD lose focus in the most critical portion of the game? I don't understand that.
That was very un-Jaden-like.
Sometimes things happen. You know, the whole thing I always tell everyone, human beings make mistakes at different times.
Right.
I get that. Yeah. I get that. I understand that. But still, you know that this is the game on the line right here. You're a competitor. You said you like Kobe Bryant, for goodness sake. Why do you lose focus at this point? Like, everybody makes mistakes. I get it. You're right, B. Mitchell, 100%. But come on, man. This is the end of the game. This game is on the line. We gotta do better than that. We got to practice the situation better or something.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. Got a good tweet here from Nelson. Says, blame pie. Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, Joe Witt, 30%. You can't start slow and have questionable play calling both sides. 20% to the O-line. I thought that was Laramie Tunsil's worst game as a Commander. Montez Sweat had a good game. Tunsil had the early penalties, seemed to kind of get him off kilter. Andrew Wiley didn't have a particularly good game. Maybe Cosme coming back really helps that thing. Defense, 25% missed tackles in the D-line, not setting the edge. 20% to Jaden Daniels' bad interception and the fumble. Another 5% to Bill for fumbling, 5% to Matt Gay for the missed field goal. I actually think that's around where mine would land. There's like Jaden had the fumble at the end, and that cost the opportunity to win, but a whole bunch of people didn't play well.
Yeah.
Like a whole bunch of folks. Trying to pinpoint everything on Jaden to me is fairly silly.
Nah.
Andrew's in DC. What's up, Andrew? What's your blame pie, bro?
Hey, guys. So I'm going to split my pie like this. 100% on the players. It's like what B. Mitch says, you know, games are won in the lines of scrimmage. You know, I didn't see any dogs last night. I saw little puppies get pushed around all night. The Bears, O-line, D-line completely, like, enforced their will on our guys. But you know what? I'm going to give our guys an excuse, and it's not going to be the rain. The excuse I'm going to give is that they simply were just not hungry enough. I don't think they wanted to win enough, and I don't think they were focused enough. And I really prayed this is it because the other option would be they just don't have the skills, and I don't think it's there.
All right, man.
I was listening. Thanks for the call, Andrew. Appreciate you, bud. I was listening to Doc and Toby last night driving home. Did you listen to them at all? You usually go music post game.
Once I get in my car, I kind of forget about the night and try to.
I don't blame you.
Get my mind on some sleep and then try to come in the next day and try to finish it up.
I didn't think they'd still be on by the time I got in my car. And it was a great listen. They had a great show. But listening to Doc, just how upset he was with some of the performances kind of resonated with me. It was just, there was some disheartening stuff going on there. And in that spot with that good of a crowd and the opportunity to tie for first in the division, you hate to see the slow starts. You hate to see the turnovers. Just lapse of judgment, mental stuff. Like, you'd think this team is past that. I'm going to keep the phones going. We're going to talk to John Bates here in about 10, 15 minutes. Mike is in La Plata. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what to do? What's up,
man?
This morning,
James. How you doing, bro?
All right. Hey, I'm going to piggyback off of what B. Mitchell was saying earlier. That guy had a good call about the 1%, the guy you say calling for internet. I say this to you, right? The gap integrity is horrible, man. Offensive linemen and defensive linemen win championships. I don't give a damn how you chop it up. If you don't have offensive linemen, you don't win. If you don't have a defensive line that can stop nobody, you don't win. So, and I get it. We went out and got Chase Young back in the day thinking that was our, you know, goal to success. But unfortunately, in college, though, doesn't always transform to the pros. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of take a chance on what you get. You take a person like B. Mitch who came from a small school but was a dog. So you just don't know what you're going to get when they hit the gridiron, bro. It's just that plain and simple. But I love Wag, man, but I think the game is time for him to go ahead and turn that jersey in, man, because he's trailing a lot of plays. And when your edges don't set, your linebacker's got to step up. And we're not getting it, man. It's just it's an unfortunate thing. I'm not going to blame Jaden because we had the game won the first 2.5 quarters, and we didn't take advantage of it. So that's a fault for the whole entire team. It's not just one entity. All phases of the game make it matters. And that's my take, man. It's just a whole unbalance of the team as a whole. And I appreciate y'all taking my call.
All right, man. Good
Thanks,
call,
Mike.
Brother.
It's a good call. I mean, when DQ got to the podium last night, he said, listen, man, the turnovers are a killer. You're not going to win much if you're -3 in turnovers.
Hell no.
But he also said this is a complete team loss, all three phases. There is the Atlanta game when they lost. Offense played pretty damn well. Yeah. Defense was just terrible.
Yeah.
Yesterday, there's nothing you could say was, like, none of the three units get more than a D, a C minus. Maybe special teams gets a C, but a missed field goal is a killer.
A missed field goal is a killer, but, you know, they did their thing. Luke had a big return as well.
Yeah.
Offensively, they moved the ball, other than the damn turnovers. And in defense, I see them less than a C. I just think...
Honestly, I kind of think the offense was worse than the defense.
Nah, I don't think so. I think when you break down that game and you really look at it, that game came down to three plays, basically. Well, four with the field goal. It wasn't as bad as we think, just that we lost. We had a game we should have won, and we lost, and we blow it out of proportion. It wasn't that terrible of a football game.
Compared to Green Bay, certainly.
Well, Green Bay was an awful football game.
Right.
That one last night, I didn't leave it like wanting to blow up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
You didn't leave it wanting to blow up. You left it wanting to throw up. Because it's just, you choked it away.
Yeah, I almost did a Jeff.
Tony's in Massachusetts. What's up, Tony? What's your blame pie?
Hey, guys. First time caller.
Thanks for calling, dude.
I just want, man, love it. So I give 75% to the offense. Can't turn the ball over three times. That's the sun, the moon, and the stars of it right there. But 25% goes to the defense. I think they played well enough to win, but they don't help the offense at all. I mean, they don't get turnovers. But the one thing that's not talked about that I don't know if there are any stats on it, they don't get three and outs. Like, the other team keeps the ball for the first half, almost like two-thirds of the half. They got to give the ball to the offense. It's almost like if you get a three and out, it's almost like a deep interception. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It really gives the ball back and gives you more shots on goal. They don't let the offense get the ball enough. So I kind of blame them for the whole season on that, even though I think the defense could have won the game had the offense not turned the ball over so much.
That's all said, the most important three and out of this game
was the end.
The Commanders got when – So Washington scores, they connect with Ertz. Then Dallas comes right back and gets that swift touchdown. It's 24-22. And
Chicago.
Yeah, what did I say? So Chicago comes right back.
It's just not enough for the game. It's just not enough for the whole game. It's like one or two a game, maybe.
There were two punts yesterday for Chicago, so you're not wrong there. Thanks for the call, dude. But they get the three and out late in the fourth quarter. There was also a penalty that helped, but they forced the punt there. That's the play your defense has to make.
Mm-hmm.
They made it. Just the offense then coughed it up again.
And gave it right back to them.
Unbelievable. When we return, Commanders tight end John Bates will join the program. Ask him what went wrong last night. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Good question. Good answer. I don't know. Good comment, I suppose. Ike on Twitter said, you know, we keep talking about these slow starts, but the offense was driving the ball really well on that first drive until Jaden throws the pick in the red zone.
That's why I said the question that Jim asked earlier. Is it slow starts or is it the fact that we make mistakes early?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's both because defensively they did kind of bunch up once it got down into – it was from James, rather. Once it got into the red zone, but Chicago was gashing them early in the run game.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep these phone lines going. Our guy Kenny is in Largo. What's up, Ken?
What's up, JPB, Mitch? How y'all,
what up, brother? How you doing, man?
Not too good. So my blame pad, bro, I got 20% to the offense, you know, for the turnovers. 40% to the defense. Got to get stops, make tackles. I don't know what's going on. And the other 40% is to this guy deck on kicker, man, Matt Gay, man. Oh, my gosh. Why can't we find a consistent kicker, man? If he would have made that field goal, the Bears would have had to, they was forced to get a touchdown. We'd have had a better opportunity to win the game, man. Like, man.
Not crazy.
Yeah.
It's just so hard. We cannot find a consistent kicker. I don't understand, y'all.
Yeah.
Can't wait the day we do.
I'm with you on that one.
Thanks for the call, Kenny. Appreciate you, bud.
Missed the days of Chip Lowmiller and David Akers and, you know, the Matt Stowe is up the road. And
our guy Jupe is on the line. What's up, Jupe? No Ric Flair this morning.
Nah, no Ric Flair. I'm actually about to go on a rant. I'm sorry. You know, I normally stick to the subject and the segment with the blame pot. I'm not blaming nobody because at the end of the day, we are imperfect human beings. We beat ourselves. The Bears ain't beat us. If you think about it, those three turnovers, we was on our way to scoring. You want to blame Matt Gay? Guess what? Their kicker got a blocked field goal. So at the end of the day, these finicky fans, man, stop complaining. Stop whining. We beat ourselves. We made a mistake. Timothy Daniels threw a pick. Yes, he did. He muffed a handoff. Yes, he did. He made mistakes. But that don't mean the season's over. As I look at it right now, we 500 right now. We're second place in the division. It's still a lot of football to be left. I seen the defense make key stops in that game. But we kept messing up. We made the mistakes. We messed up. It's not over, folks. We got to rally behind these guys. I kept saying it's a year of the youngins, and these youngins showed out yesterday.
Yeah.
But you got to take the lumps with the youngins because they're going to make mistakes. They're learning the game. You take the lumps now so that way later on you're good to go. Everybody keep complaining. We're an old team, but how you get younger? By letting these youngins play and get the mistakes out the way so that way we're good later on. That's all I got for you guys.
All right, Duke, man, bringing it. Love it.
You want to be playing your best football like a month from now.
Yeah.
Washington isn't. There's no rule that prevents them from doing so. Thank you, Jupe. Certainly, nothing is over, right? Like, the sky isn't falling.
That's the one thing I would love people to understand. Like, I know it didn't end up well yesterday, but hell, you 3-3. You got 11 games left. You still can go out there and get done what you need to get done. But they're going to have to change up some things.
Well, if you look at the NFC East, Washington is the only team with a positive point differential, which is pretty remarkable at this stage. I mean, they've played six games now.
Yeah.
Even Philly is a minus one differential, which I'm not sure I would have expected. We'll keep the phones going. Let's go to Henry's over in Dulles. What's up, Henry?
Hey, man. Thank you for taking my call. First time caller. So
thanks for calling,
I appreciate
dude.
It. I don't know. For me, it's just the kicker. I mean, if you look back at the Green Bay game, too, I mean, he went 1-for-3. And then how many games are we going to go is going to depend on the kick, too. I mean, 3 points are 3 points, you know?
Yeah, dude. I mean,
got a point.
It is certainly you lose by 1 point, you miss the field goal. At least Washington got their first field goal block. Thanks for the call, Henry. Washington got their first field goal block since late last season. I think since week 12 of last year.
They smothered that thing.
We're just going to keep the phone lines going all damn day. I know a lot of people want to get stuff off their chest. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Drew down in Tampa.
What up, Drew?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I would say right now I feel like 40% on Joe Witt and the defense. I want to put 55% on Adam Peters, and I want to put 5% on Ron Rivera for screwing up 5 years of drafting because we don't have enough young talent, and we're banking on old guys. And we've got a finite moment in time with Jaden on a rookie contract, and we are wasting it by not having enough talent around Jaden to win games. I look at that defense, and we just get run on and run on and run on. And a caller before said, we have to be the least defensive team in the league that gets three and outs. Like, we never get three and outs. And I think Joe Witt is tired. I think we need Dan Quinn making the calls. And like I said, Adam Peters, we need more talent around Jaden. We can't be banking on Chris Moore to take us to the playoffs. Like, it's crazy. So thank you for taking my call.
The receiver room has really – thanks for the call, Drew.
The receiver room is hurting right now. I don't think they were depending on Chris Moore to take them to the playoffs. You don't have Terry Allen or you don't have Noah Brown. And I think Chris Moore had an unbelievable catch for a touchdown yesterday. He was probably the leading receiver.
He was.
You know? So, I mean, if he had come into the season with Chris Moore as the number one receiver, I would agree totally with the caller. But he wasn't expecting Chris Moore to even be on the team.
What do you think was up
with? They had cut Chris Moore.
What do you think was up with Debo last night?
I don't know. Debo was banged up all week. Didn't play most of the week.
So,
and we kept saying it's like taking care of the veteran. He might be really hurting.
Well, I wonder if something happened because he ran a really good route on Jaden's interception that could have been six.
Oh, he was open.
He was open. But at one point in the second quarter, I think he came out and got that heel, foot, whatever it is. They put a lot of tape on that thing.
They call it a heel. That planters hurt all the way from that arch to the heel. Could be planters.
For all the talk of the third downs about forcing three and outs, Washington's defense statistically actually matches up pretty well. They've given up 30 conversions on 80 attempts. That's good for 11th in the NFL. They're giving up about 37% of their third downs. Offensively, they've really struggled, and that's the opposite of last year. Offensively, they're 29th in the NFL at converting third downs. They're one out of three, 20 out of 60.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they were sixth. I mean, that's
where they at now?
29th.
Yeah.
That's bad. That's a significant, significant difference.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Ricardo in La Plata. What's up, Ricardo?
What's going on, champ?
How you doing, buddy?
Good morning to both of you guys. Legendary Ryan Mitchell and J.D. Fitz. I want to blame it on the referee for not wiping the ball off.
You think it's his fault?
It's his fault. He didn't wipe the ball off. You know, J.B., you know they supposed to wipe the ball off after they get behind center. Referee supposed to come over and wipe the ball off. Pouring down rain. And they played a hell of a game, both sides. It ain't our fault. We just move on. And I just want to say, we won Dallas. Let's get this thing going, man. What? Like JD say, you know, we just got to move on to the next game. You know, there it is. Just move on to the next game. We're in a better position right now. You know, that's all I got to say, man.
All right, bro.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call. Mad at the ref. Turn it over three times. Mad at the ref. I love it. I love it. Let's go to Reggie. Reggie's in D.C. Reg, what do you think?
Good afternoon, guys. Well, let's say this first. Had nothing to do with the ref wiping the ball off, okay? I mean, come on, man. Good God. Look, Brother Mitchell, do you remember the stories of Joe Bugle and Joe Gibbs used to take a bucket of water, put it by center, and dip the ball in the water to practice all week with a wet ball for catching, running, quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
You have four dimensions. Okay, so those old coaching methods need to be
but
continued.
They still fumbled the ball now, then too.
Right. Exactly. So now, brother, do you remember when we talked about Debo running back punts, kickoffs to an injury-prone player? That's not a good idea. Okay. Because those guys coming like missiles, like you played. You were like a missile, okay, to hit or be hit. That's how you played. So that was dangerous from the start. And lastly, do you remember when it was all talk about the coach coming here? His number one and two problems that people had with him, with teams that he was affiliated with, was that he could not stop the run, and he did not run the ball. So now those same ghosts of Christmas passes are haunting him now. He cannot, his teams cannot stop the run, and he does not run the ball. Doc last night said, we ran the ball 19 times. And one of the callers had a problem with that. Doc said, if we run it 60 times, doesn't matter. Let's make them stop us. They ran off tackle all night, and you talked about the guys
setting the edge in the run game.
They got to set the edge, but the running the ball, we're leading the league running the ball. I didn't buy that. They run the football.
Oh,
they haven't stopped the run.
Okay,
and to be honest with you, as I watched last night,
mm-hmm.
they are getting to the edge every time they want to. So the D ends aren't setting the edge, or whoever needs to be setting it, they aren't setting it. Because what happens is they set the edge, make the running back cut inside, linebackers should be there. Linebackers shouldn't have to run over the top to be all the way to the damn sideline. And we got to be better setting the edge. That we're not stopping the run, but we are running the football.
Even after last night, Washington is second in rush yards in the NFL and 11th in attempts. So,
Okay.
Those are just the numbers. Now, some of that, when you have a quarterback that runs, is going to inflate those numbers a bit, but Jaden's legs are a part of the offense, too.
Yep.
We got a boogie here, Reg. I appreciate you, bud.
Bye, bro.
Thanks.
Phone lines are open all damn day at this point. We're just going to keep going. Let people get some anger.
Let's save JP's voice because he's been talking for 1,800 hours.
One thing I can talk about, no problem, my friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. They're the official and unofficial moving and storage company of 106.7 The Fan. These guys have moved everybody at the station, some of their parents. They're recognized as an industry leader and the preferred moving company for savvy real estate agents, DC's prominent move management companies, and residential and commercial clients looking for the best service in the DMV. They have three decades of best in industry service and experience to share with you. They can do it all, residential, commercial. They can build specific storage crates. If you have art or chandeliers or something, they can send a moving consultant to your house or your office to discuss a move, what it's going to look like, how long it's going to take, and the cost before you agree to anything. But for me, this is personal. I've known the guys that run this company since high school, and I had called Justin that runs this place last week when I'm going through a lot of stuff in my house because I thought we were going to have to move a bunch of furniture out. I wanted to see how they could help, and McCarty was incredible. He sent packing boxes to my house, connected me with a contractor that might be able to help. Like, the level of personalized service you get, and just because I know them, they would do that for anybody that calls them. That's just how they operate. Call them today, 301-279-0090, 301-279-0090. You want to go with the best in the industry when you're moving your stuff. Moving is hard and difficult. These guys make it simple, and they give you a personal touch. They're trying to help me and my family. They'll help you and your family, too. Check them out online at dcmetropolitanmoving.com. That's dcmetropolitanmoving.com. Phone number 301-279-0090. Ask for Justin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
ASAP.
Phone lines are open all damn day. People are pissed, rightfully. They cough that one up. Nate is in D.C. Nate, what's your blame pie look like?
My blame pie is 100% on the fans. Whatever, y'all. My bad.
Fans?
On the fans. Duke got to what I was going to say largely. At the end of the day, we need to temper our expectations. It's football. Prior to the season started, if you ask any true fan what he thought that, you know, our ending record would be for this season, nobody said 17, you know. Like, so at the end of the day, the losses, when they happen, they're not going to feel great. They, you know, the rain was kind of symbolic of all of that. But at the end of the day, the mistakes happen. Be glad that they happened early so we could get a jump on them. We got a lot of football left. Most of our divisional games are still remaining. Like, we got a lot of football ahead of us. We got a really good team. I don't know what they're talking about as far as saying our defense, because the game that I watched, we kind of held those wideouts, and we held them a little bit for most of the game. Like, we went up 24-16. Things happened after that. I get that. But, you know, it's a lot of football left to play. Don't be too upset at the team. Root for them. Continue to rally behind them. We got Dallas coming up. Like, don't sweat the small stuff. I know it don't seem small, but those are fixable issues that we had. So,
yeah.
You fellas, be blessed this week.
All right, man. I like the positivity, dude. Thank you for the call. You're very correct. Like, this, nothing is over. There's a lot of football left. But 4-2 would have been a lot better if you just don't put the damn ball on the ground.
Adunze had 2 for 32. Moore had 3 for 42. Burden had 4 for 51. The one that broke the back was DeAndre Swift, 2 for 67 with a 50-something yard touchdown.
Bad tackling.
They basically were not allowing a ton with the and I mean, look, Caleb threw the ball around, but he was 17 of 29, 252 yards. He got sacked 3 times. He had a 98.6 quarterback rating. You know, it wasn't like a spectacular air raid performance. Just that DeAndre Swift got you, and we got to just listen, man. One thing should be required. If you're making a tackle and you don't end up on the ground, find them. Because I'm tired of guys, like, bending over, pushing guys to the ground, and they standing up. If you finish a football game and you don't have no dirt on your pants, what the hell are you playing football for? I'm serious about that, bro. Listen, I've seen dirtier people in flag football games after games than I see in some of our tackles. Like, tackle somebody. Lay down. Get dirty. Hell.
Well said, B. I mean, the tackling has just been bad, man. And it can't be.
Like, when people ask the question, what's different between football then and football now? I know people coming to hit me. Today, I don't know if guys really go to a game expected to be hit. They may expect to be formed, pushed, tripped up. But you can't tell me guys that had success back in the day wouldn't have success in this game today when people don't want to tackle. How many of you have a Barry Sanders having this day and age? Would he average 200 a game?
A zillion.
I mean, like, and people want to, it's not like trying to be no old man and no grandpa. It's about facts, man. Dudes had lesser equipment, less technology, and they went out there and balled with that crap. Now we have everything, and we say people are this, that, bigger, stronger, faster. That's not necessarily true. Factually, that's not true. We say that. Are they really? Are they tougher? And listen, man, there are guys that still play the game like it's supposed to be played. There are tons of them. We got a ton of them on this football team. But there are some people who think this game is easy because, you know what? Nobody can be hit. You got to do it. If you hit somebody hard and the announcers go, oh, man, they should throw a flag on that. This is a damn game of football. It's tackle. Nobody's playing flag. They got leagues now for flag football. We making it to Olympics. It's gossip and everything. But if you don't want to get tackled and you don't want to hit nobody, go sign up for flag. But if you sign up for tackle, play tackle, run through people, try to break them, and hell, hit them as hard as you can. Legal hits hard are good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But we got to stop the broadcast crews. They are the worst. Somebody get hit legally, wrapped up, bang. Like, oh, man, that guy, got you got to throw a flag on that. Because I hit somebody hard. When you're playing Little League, you got guys on the field that look like they should be playing with the dudes in high school, and you got the rest of the guys that look like they're supposed to be in first grade. You don't just say we can't let him play. We got to get that mentality back on the field, bro. Seriously.
Hit and wrap. Nobody go anywhere. If you're on hold, stay there. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.